Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach May with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 12th of January. Starting off with a similar, where it's gathering momentum off the lows, which were there for quite some time, September through the middle of December. A bit of a consolidation around the 30 pence area, but breaking through the initial January resistance at 33 pence as push the shares along. Initial target here, a September resistance line at 45, and then after that, hopefully, maybe by the end of next month, up towards the upper 50s at that old 2020 resistance line projection. But the upside certainly valid while we're above the initial January peak at 33 pence. On to DevClever, which after a rather slow start is also gathering momentum here as well. Here you can see that I suppose the real kicker was breaking above 10 pence in the middle of last month, and we haven't really looked back since then. Initial January resistance around 15.5 pence, and while we're above that, looking for that minimum target now at 21 pence, which was previously drawn, that line of resistance from back in January last year, and through 21 pence for the bulls, the sort of people who like the stock. They can aim for as high as 32 pence by the end of next month, which is a July resistance line projection, but looks pretty strong while we're above 15.5 pence on Dev. Echo is next, and here we've had a bit of a slow start as well. Situation here was that we had that spike in the middle of last month towards the midpoint sixes. Came back to the, I suppose, around the mid point fives, but today's price action looks pretty comprehensive in terms or in favour of the bulls, breaking the initial January resistance at 0.63, and while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking towards the top of a July rising trend channel from last year, heading currently towards 1.1 pence. Hopefully that can be hit by the end of next month, and that's valid while we hold above the 20-day moving average area, and the 200-day moving average area as well, around the 0.54 level. So above 0.54, up towards 1.1 for Echo on a technical basis. Oil's back in focus and back in favour, I suppose. You can tell that by the way that EnQuest is back on our radar. Here we broke a line of resistance there from November, and the 200-day moving average around 12.5 pence, and while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking towards the top of a rising trend channel drawn from June last year, currently promising as high as 24 pence, hopefully by some time in March, and maybe a bit sooner than that. But after the consolidation that we've had since November, looks as though the shares are starting to gather some forward trajectory, let's say. Haydale Graphene, the next contender in this sweep today, and a nice trend line break there from September. That line around the 4.75 pence level, and while we're above that, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from August up to 9 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, and obviously that retests August resistance from last year as well, so things look like there. Adding up quite nicely at this stage, really only back well below the 50-day line at 3.9 pence, really cancelling the upside scenario. Another stock which has started to gather speed is iMedia, even more noticeable given the way that last week there was a placing at 25 pence and we haven't seen the shares below that level, already quite a way above that, 36 pence at the moment. And I suppose we're looking really for a weekly close above December resistance of 35 pence. If we can get that, then the next target here, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, would be up towards 50 to 52 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from March last year. So looking pretty strong on iMedia. Only really back below 30 pence now, delaying the upside scenario. No such quibbles with the next stock, which has had a flyer since it came to market at a pound. Now we're, 80% up on that, and looking as though we can do a bit more as well. Broadening triangle here on the Kistos daily chart, that last peak there, the end of last month at £1.70. And while we're above that on an end of day close basis, hopefully heading towards as high as £2.50, and that could be seen the current rate of progress by the end of next month. So looking very strong indeed. Interesting that even today we had a test of the old £1.70 resistance as new support, the low so far £1.68. Only really back below the uptrend line from November, £1.60, really questioning the breakout and the buy argument at Kistos. Taken so long for Kibo to get off the ground and to break the, I suppose, back above the 200-day moving average. We've got that today at 0.24. I did look at the stock of the weekend and it did seem that it was ready to lift off, but obviously one never knows until it actually does. Current position is that end of day close above the 200-day line at 0.24 should at least get us back towards 0.4 pence by the end of this month, and hopefully as high as 0.7 pence by the end of next month. That said, really on the basis that the logjam of the seller or the sellers is hopefully finally over, and we break that much faster to the upside. At this stage, early another break back below 0.2, really delaying the upside scenario, but that looks rather unlikely at the moment. You can tell that oil stocks are really back in favour now, given the way that we've got even Rockhopper joining the party. We've got a bull flag breakout here, which I suppose could also be referred to as a handle, but a bull flag breakout through 8 pence, and while we're above today's intraday support at 7.5 pence, looking forward hopefully to a target here as high as a March resistance line projection at 16 pence, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So we're looking pretty well set up for Rockhopper. I did tweet out about Tiziana, the next stock, yesterday. In fact, I didn't shied away from saying that basically above the 200-day line at 115, there's nothing really in terms of resistance here until the £2 area, which was seen back in October. It seems a long way away. A little bit maybe around the 130 zone, but even that's been beaten now. So above the 200-day line, £1.15, looking for up to as high as £2.10 or £2.20 at the top of that rising July trend channel for Tiziana, and hopefully that will be seen as soon as the end of next month. Just three stocks to go now in this extended session. First one is Tower Resources, where we've broken recent resistance above 0.4, looking for at least a retest of October resistance through 0.6. Big picture target maybe over the next couple of months, 1 pence at the top of a rising one-year trend channel. Stop loss back below the 50-day line at 0.37. Going on to a stock where there's a little bit of a buzz on Twitter at the moment, social media regarding this situation here. Breakout for Valeura Energy, breaking through December resistance at 33 pence, and while we're above that, looking towards the top of a May rising trend channel at 45. In fact, hopefully one would we'll see more than that. That looks like the minimum on the upside of the stage. Looks like we could be in a steeper trend channel heading towards 65 or even 70 pence on a three-month view, but let's get to 45 while we hold above the 30 to 33 pence area on Valeura. Finishing off with a stock which has had an update on Bush Ranger today, Extract Resources. Looking encouraging in the sense that we've finally broken that old 2.25 pence peak from September. While we're above that, and we get a weekly close above that on Friday, we should head towards the top of the rising trend channel from July 2019, currently promising a target as high as 3.25 pence. Would be quite a good start for Extract for 2021. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.